This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dang, I don't black out.
And you know what? Okay. So we're trying something new here, right?
Yeah.
We're doing a panel, no jumper panel. It seems like it was gonna move smooth, but then all of a sudden we find out that baby girl. What's your name, baby? Can you introduce yourself? What's your name?
Coming in hot.
Aaliyah Rose has a problem with.
I don't have nothing. Wait, is this on?
What's your name, baby?
Nadia Ali.
Nadia Ali from the Bay, right? Yes. Okay, I know a little bit about you.
Yeah, look her up on.
How about you, baby? You can hold the phone, and I ain't even tell you. You can pop that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Now, let's get back down to business.
Unhanded.
Pull the mic towards you, baby.
I'm short.
What's your name?
Persia.
Persia?
Persia Pete.
Okay, so it seems like there was a little issue here. You know, you claim that they don't like you. What's all this about? What's going on
here?
No,
I have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Man, let's get into it. What happened, man?
What happened? What made
you brought up like a husband?
I feel like she didn't want me to sit in the middle. For some reason, she kind of pushed me. And I sat anyway. And then you had a problem. I said, you're being ratchet. You don't have etiquette.
Baby, you're a what you mean? I don't have etiquette.
What I do and how I carry myself is two things.
Because you're a eater, bitch.
You could be a classy porn
star. I'm a man eater. Get it correct.
All right.
A man eater.
I respect that.
What was like the riff? You said something about her husband. Like you're over here throwing jabs at her.
No, I try to reach out to her. Like I sent her a screenshot because her DM me. The bitch didn't say nation. See, she didn't say. Listen, when I walked in the room, I said, what's up to you? And you looked at me, and you looked at me and ain't say shit. Put your nose in the air that you went to my doctor. That's fixed because of me. So
what's
your
issue?
Put your nose in the air?
My ex, the doctor, or me? I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't have no issue. I said, what's up to you when you walked in, and you literally, you've been ignoring me all day. I literally tried to conversate with you. You had your nose in the air, and it's weird.
I've been giving you respect. I may not like you, but I've been giving you respect. You've been
That's cap, man. Because I try to conversate with you. I try to keep it cordial. Listen,
everybody here.
Shut up. I try to keep it cordial when I walked in the door.
You've been calling everybody out since you got here, bro.
What you mean?
You just don't have respect.
No,
you don't care yourself.
Like you don't know nothing.
She didn't like that you were using your phone earlier. What was that about?
No, because she doing too much of these.
Because I pay my own phone bill, my love.
Okay, you rich ass bitch.
So anyway. We still ain't got to the underlying.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's the backstory?
Sounds like you have a problem with me. I don't have a problem with you.
And don't play it when the cameras come on because you know you don't like me. And I actually try to keep it cool with you. I used to like you 5 minutes ago. Mm. When I walked in the door, I said hi to you. You literally looked at me. You ignored me.
I said hey.
Why are you lying for the cameras?
And I kept it pushing.
You didn't say shit to me.
I said hey.
You didn't say shit to me. That's why I went to the couch because you wouldn't say shit. You want to say a word to me. I was talking to myself. And I try to keep it cool with you, but you hating on me because you jealous of me for real.
Okay. I'll let your projection be your projection.
It ain't a projection, baby.
When
it's
did,
the truth.
I got to ask
you. What do you think she's jealous about? Explain.
I'm not going to do it like that.
No, this is what we're here for. We're trying
she's
to get down
to the bottom of the woman. She's a beautiful woman.
This is not the podcast I was trying to be on. I want to talk about your topic.
You set yourself up hating on me.
You got some lit topics. I want to talk about that.
And I'm with that, but... It was just the way everything happened. Obviously,
out of the blue, though.
All the men were supposed to sit over on this
side. Out of the blue.
Right? Let me hold on. Radio.
Out of the blue, but you ignoring
it.
Why did you have a problem with me sitting
up for 2 motherfucking seconds, okay? Give me 2 and 2.
All right.
Now, it seems like baby couldn't sit up over here next to y'all. She start getting, y'all both start getting riled up. It seemed like there was an issue. Before we start to engage in the topics and conversations, I want this to let itself out, man, and let this be. She's talking about she done got DMs from your husband. How do y'all even know each other?
Why bring it up if you're not trying to act like you're trying to one up right now? I don't get it.
I just feel like that's.
I'm going back to where how y'all even know each other to even say the shit that's even being said.
Okay,
right
when
now.
I met her, she was you know.
Hey, don't say the wrong thing.
You've been saying the wrong thing, so let me say.
I didn't air you out though. Don't run. Don't.
You
air
just
me
aired
out.
Me out, my guy. Wow. You just aired me out.
Hey, don't say the wrong thing. That's all I have to say to you, Nadia.
Okay, then don't ask for it.
It seems like y'all were friends at one point in time.
Look, this is how it is. I was a real bitch. You crossed me. Now you don't exist.
How the fuck did I cross you?
And you're mad.
I didn't do shit to you.
And you're mad. You kept talking shit to me to Trix, and I checked you in front of the club, and ever since
bitch,
then.
What?
And
you now, are you?
There we
are
go.
And now you're mad ever right, since. And
really
I've been
happened.
A lady ever wait, since. I've been a lady.
All right. Let me know what. I'm going to show you what you're
because I never hate on nobody's bread. And you try to hate on me, and I called you out on it.
How could I hate on you when.
And I called you out on it. And fighting is not the answer to me. For me, as a woman, I should tell you, hey, you're out of line, you're out of pocket. You get what I mean? And then I don't fuck with you. And I keep it pushing, keep it player. That's it.
What, all right, so y'all want to know what really happened?
What's your side?
Or y'all want to listen to the motherfucking O?
What's your side?
All right, this is what really happened. Okay. Anyway, basically, we was in the club one day, and this bitch got weird about some random-ass nigga. Anyways, what really happened, one day we was in the club, the nigga came
that's
through with crutches.
Fair,
I don't even know the man, and we walking up, and she mad because he only wanted me. Listen, baby girl, if a client wants you, how would I be able to kick you out? I didn't say a word about you. He didn't want you, and she was mad because he only wanted me, and then the bitch, she wide hips and big ass, she knocked me to the side, and I was like, yo, why? What the fuck?
What club were you guys
at? I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you knocking me to the side? That's not cool. And then she didn't say shit to me. She tried to bang on me in the back talking about, oh, you told the nigga. But I didn't tell him shit. Listen, it's up to the man. If he doesn't want you, that's
the
up to
the sweeper called you out. You were just talking smack about the sweeper called you out.
I didn't say shit about the sweeper.
Hey, weren't you just talking shit about her?
She's what? Making up shit. Like, this bitch is like,
I mean, everybody could be making up shit at this point, right? Yeah, you could be
point.
Saying what you're saying.
Everything's alleged.
I really don't have a problem with you. I didn't have
I
a problem
either.
Sitting
listen,
next
I
to you.
I said hi to you at the door, and you
why'd you have a problem sitting next to
me?
I didn't have a problem sitting next to
you.
You
10 times madder than she is, so there's something going on.
I mean, it's not.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm really just talking the truth.
I mean, I'm just
okay. Let's move forward
because
it really doesn't.
Let's get
going because I really don't care about none of that.
Me either. What's next?
I'm glad we got to get that out.
I don't feel like we got there, but I'll accept the cheaply made version. I'll accept the cheaply made version of it. I mean, I get it. It wasn't. I just feel like there's a lot of problems, and I just didn't want
to
dive into some topics. Are we talking? And y'all already got some bad blood on the back end. That's all I'm saying. We kill that shit right here, and we let that shit go on.
That shit ain't nothing. Let's move forward.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hawaii.
You from Hawaii?
Oahu.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22?
22.
That's young.
I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries. What do you think? What do Aries do?
They don't take no bullshit.
No?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think that's probably
any
human.
People.
That's a
they
human trait.
Know what's up. Very initiative. Know what's going on. Ain't no one have to say shit. I know.
So are you into... Like astrology?
No, I don't believe in that shit.
So why are you
it's
saying
very
you're
true,
an Aries?
It's very, very true.
You contradicting yourself.
I'm an Aries, but I don't believe it. I'm not the type of bitch that's going to be like, oh, I don't fuck with you because you're a Leo and this isn't that. Like, shut up.
And you was the one that said the white claws don't do nothing to you.
Yeah, they
don't.
You don't. She was the first one, white claws. I haven't even gotten a buzz
that
yet.
Motherfucker hit like some sister right there.
That's what I'm going to say. Pop
that motherfucker
again.
Like some bad boy.
They got bottle hogging.
So what do you strip or OnlyFans? What is it?
I do whatever I want.
Makes no sense to me. You gotta be a little bit more transparent than that.
Okay.
I do what
I'll
everybody,
be at Crazy Girls.
Everybody in the world is doing what the fuck they want. I would hope.
I'd be at Crazy Girls. If you want to spend some bread, let me know.
You be at Crazy Girls. So you strip?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
That's right. Flacco got right to it. Do you sell cat or not?
Do you
that's
sell cat?
No, gang.
Can't buy this shit. Why listen, because shit? It's not an energy transfer. Yeah. I'm not about to transfer this energy.
All pussy got a price tag on it. Yeah. All pussy got come with a price.
That's a fact. You pay for it either way.
The motherfucker pull out enough, you gonna do what's right.
Cocktail waitresses in Vegas will go up for the right price.
Yeah, point blank period.
I'm just giving it a band with you, man.
The
motherfucking
dealer,
fucking,
the card dealer.
Let's not shame
the
it.
The card
here,
dealer
know?
at the
we
casino.
We not doing no whole shaming.
Shit, you tipper the
we
right
not
way.
Doing
what you
that.
Say earlier,
and that's
Flacco?
Why I wasn't gonna allow that to happen to you, baby girl.
Thank you.
Hey, I wasn't gonna allow that to happen to her. You know what I'm saying? We ain't about to whole shame nobody up in this motherfucker, man. You did?
I don't know why
she ain't doing that.
We love
them.
Nah, fuck that. I mean, you might be it. Listen, it's cool. You strip, you do what you do, baby girl. But don't knock chicks that done did what they done did for whatever the fuck they done did it for. I don't like that, especially when you be over there straddling
and the
fence.
Game guys
you
ain't gonna
you
might
be
that
you're
the same if there's anything you taking on that pussy, it's fence.
Your toes
because you're straddling it.
What does that mean?
Don't be mad at somebody else swimming because your toe up in the water. She's swimming, your toe up in that
motherfucker. I'm not a hater.
Hey, you said you missing your toe.
Where are you from?
Can't be knocking it.
I'm from Pittsburgh, California.
We're from the Bay.
But we live in LA, and LA been live for us, you know, and it's been giving us both a great opportunity. I've been doing content creating, TikTok, OnlyFans, Instagram, every platform, been going quite well. So, yeah.
It's been going quite well for you, huh?
Yes.
You do OnlyFans too?
Yes.
How's that been working out for you?
Oh, amazing. I bought a 3-unit property under $1 million during right after the pandemic at a great price.
So you say you took your money. What are you doing? What's that?
Oh, high yes, bitch.
What type of Mighty Morphin Power Ranger shit was that? I was trying to pick up
like,
the tattoo.
I was like, my ring looks good, babe. Yeah, that bust down look good. That ring looks
good. It was like a, pussy power.
I'm like
yeah,
don't leave me hanging.
No, I'm not leaving. I was like, that
so
wrist looks good. I'm like,
more power to, we're proud of her too, baby. So you say that you took your money that you made during the pandemic. You said, fuck it, I'm gonna buy me some property, man, while it's
yeah, I manifested a fourplex, but I got a triplex. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
It was an investment property?
Yes, I bought it under $1 million, so definitely it's like, needs a lot of renovations.
Yeah.
Would you rent a spot out to her?
I'm hiring a property management, so if the property manager feels like she's a fit for her, then I'm not against it.
If I pass
you know?
The credit check.
That's right.
I don't knock nobody.
At least she's not holding no grudges
that's
on
your
this
kind of
judge. That's right. She said the credit. That's right. Yeah, hey,
no,
please
I like
stay
you.
Old,
like, when
man.
You walked that's in, I said, hi. It's like, you had your motherfucking nose in the air hating on me. I don't know why.
We back over that.
We
circle
back.
Yeah, we over
we
that.
Back.
We over that.
I was just asking the question.
We
on
the Persian.
Don't care.
Where are you from,
Persian? Let's get into your story.
Hold on. We're going to get right over to you.
Sorry.
I felt like she was still, I asked her a question. She gave up a valid answer.
I'm hiring a property management. If they feel like she's a good fit, I'm not knocking it.
I'll be in there. Knocking at your door, bitch.
Sound like she gonna do
they
it.
They really yet. Friends.
Look, it sound like she wanna do
they
it.
Really
wanna
be, she really wanna be your friend.
She really
like,
do
it's all right.
Yeah,
she really
cool.
wanna be friends.
Hey,
you feel me?
We got it.
Why we got
hey,
it?
Hey, we got it. It's okay.
Okay.
We're here with you. I'm saying, real. What's that's a real white cleat.
Oh shit! Let me
gotta ask.
I don't like
the rubber band.
That shit make it look.
I like
right
it. It's nice. It's tasteful jewelry.
You know what's so crazy?
I know what it is. It's tasteful.
No,
jewelry.
No, no. Let me tell you something. Some fake page the other day messaged me on one of my pictures. Said, "You don't even wear real Van Cleef. That watch that whoever bought for you, which I got
I like
this
Van
shit
Cleef.
On my own. This shit's like real, baby. Like." This was actually, these were both gifts. Yeah.
They're very elegant. Yes.
Yeah.
No, the pieces definitely cost a pretty
dollar. And I got
the
earrings. Look at the earrings, though.
Yeah, no, they definitely cost a pretty dollar.
You
too, ready.
You look good.
So you want to talk about you.
They're doing a whole lot of
Gerber
over there.
She wants to get to it, baby. Go ahead and talk to us. Let us know something.
I'm a Cancer. I do, you know, I don't know if y'all into signs, but like,
It's not even, I don't think that we were even on astrology like right now. Who are you? We're trying to figure out who the fuck you are.
I'm a Cancer. That's right. No.
There's a lot of Cancers in the world. We're trying to figure out who you are.
I'm a Cancer too.
But you didn't sit here and just jump off, hey, yeah, well, I'm a Cancer. No.
No, but you know what the craziest part is? We both from the Bay and we both Cancers. And
I think it's a vibe.
Oh. Yeah, it's a vibe.
Definitely. Okay, well, let's talk about how you love to cook. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I dance myself. I dance, but yeah, I cook on the side. Honestly, I've only been dancing for 3 years, and when I tell you, I'm over it, y'all. Like, I'm trying to get, huh?
You like just dance? You do OnlyFans? So
no, so
I ask her. Do you know? Are you a lady of the night?
No,
are you a lady of leisure?
My main thing is dancing. I work at Crazy Girls. That's my main thing. And I just started my business, which is like a catering business.
Sidebar, if you sell pussy, cute. Be proud of it. No shame in the game.
Scream that shit.
She's a chef.
You just threw that in there.
I just said, anybody.
It's a pretty bad bitch.
No, we live in LA. I get it. Like, that's.
No, because the hubby keep on asking you.
It's a stereotype. A lot of girls that live in LA that do that, but no.
Nah, it's a lot of girls that live in the Bay that do that.
There's a lot of people in there too.
But what
California period.
See, that's what we not gonna talk about. We just was asking.
No, but y'all asked me. Yeah, that's my main thing. I dance at Crazy that's Girls. Cool. That's my main.
How long you been dancing there?
I've been dancing since the pandemic. So the underground clubs before, like during the pandemic.
New age stripper, like you can't.
I'm like, would you consider me
a pandemic stripper?
Would you consider me an OG now, or am I still a new dancer? No. Like,
you're not a new dancer.
So I've been in the game for 3 years now. Is that I'm new?
You're new, baby.
I'm just being honest.
She got the fresh face.
3 years is not like
that. Ain't shit, huh? And I'm so over. I'm trying to get the fuck out of there.
That's what they want to hear. And that's what they want to hear.
She probably the type of chick that give the strip club halftime.
You only work on the weekends.
Like
type
you
of
probably
thing.
Ain't even there like that. You go when there are probably some events or something's in town.
Yeah, I used to, but now, like, you know, I'm getting older, so right now I'm just trying to stack, and just get the fuck out. So I've
How old
realized.
Are you one more time?
Guess.
30.
I want all y'all to guess.
Yo, why you?
There's nothing wrong.
No, she's not. 20, you know she don't look 30.
I say you like 26.
26, 25. What about you? Like, really look at me.
I'm going to say 24.
24, okay.
I'm with the 24, too.
24.
Yeah.
Is it the skin?
Nah, 26.
26. I say 26.
Now that you say that, I'm going to pop off and just be like, bitch, are you in your late 30s? Like, come on and just say it.
No, you have really nice skin, though.
Thank you. I just wanted everyone to guess. I don't know. Whenever someone asks me, I just like people to guess. Like, I just like to see.
All right.
Like, how old do I really look? But no, I'll be 28 in June.
Yeah.
I was close.
Am I getting there?
You look good.
3 years dancing.
Once you hit 25, all you do is dance.
As long as
30 is still young, though. 30 is young.
Like, I don't look my age.
Hold on, guys. Yeah. Let's look at the facts.
I'm still young. 30 is still young. People like, oh, 30. Like, I don't take that as an insult. That's still young.
30 is young.
Let's really look at the situation, homie.
30 old for a lady, Flacco?
What you mean, nigga?
Explain.
Women are still human. What you mean 30 is still young for women? Women are still people.
What the fuck is you talking about,
explain.
Bro?
Yeah, right here. Now, look.
Come on. I've never heard. I'm actually.
You're let him dive into that.
Hey, Flacco, is your mic on?
I want to hear his opinion.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, right. Look, because I feel like it's only in the Western world where we tell women that 30 isn't old. Because, for example, in Africa, Middle East, right? Women are married, having kids by 20, by 18 years old, right? So I feel like 30 years old, especially because once you get to like 30 years old, like that's when high risk pregnancies start happening, right? So like, how can you get married and plan on having kids at 30, 35 plus, you know?
My mom had me at 38.
Well.
Still high risk.
Do you realize we in a...
You're right. Once you get close to 40, it'd be high risk pregnancy. Hold on. You're right.
Do you realize we in a totally different generation?
And
now?
I was going to... Can
we
I piggyback?
We not in Africa, nigga.
Sit your ass down. Some motherfucker. Where the fuck we was in fucking Zimbabwe, bitch? We moving this shit for real. Hold on. We got you, Flacco. Listen, I look at it like this. There's too many, like, even for a chick to say it's old, like, there's too many surgeries, there's too many different things a woman can do that really prolongs her beauty. You know what I'm saying? That can fucking freeze this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, look at fucking Dolly Parton. That shit's scary. You know what I'm saying? There's too much shit you can do.
That pussy still squirt, though. That pussy run out of squirt. That's what
that's trying to, for a woman that's trying to get some money, hey, man, if her beauty can sell, hey, homie, that shit's forever a lifetime.
I understand that, but you're talking about the age.
Let me ask y'all something.
That's a treasure, man.
Okay. Back to you. Does a pussy still... Have you fucked a bitch... that's older, like we talking about in her 50s or late 40s.
Hell
no. So
hell
you wouldn't know
in the
right?
40s. Yeah, I fucked a bitch in her 40s but when I was young.
You know what? Have y'all seen the interview like with Kris Jenner? You know what?
Watch
Chris,
it, baby. Watch it.
Y'all watched the interview with Kris Jenner? You know what she just said the other day? She was like, and how old is she? She's in her 60s, right?
She did not say
she might be capping, but what did she just say?
That
she
still
she's
squirt.
A squirter.
Nigga, that was
that
edited.
Was 20 years ago. She
watched,
in 1981.
No,
I watched the interview. You watched the
probably
segment.
Probably 94.
You watched the segment of it. I watched the whole interview. She did not say she was a squirter.
She did though.
No, you gotta watch the whole. Go back, look. Go back and watch the whole interview.
Oh, she said from like when she was.
Yeah, it was like some shit where he just interjected, like he said something about a squirter, and she was talking about something else, and she was like, yeah. Ooh. You
oh,
gotta see
that
because
like,
we had covered that
like,
on the
like,
No Jumper show.
Day, yes, I'm a squirter. Like she sound like a freaky.
That's what I said. I'm like,
okay, hey, so nobody thinks that a 50-year-old woman don't like we don't believe her that she can squirt.
No, yeah,
I believe her. To be honest,
but to be real with you,
I'm sure his granny's out here squirting.
Squirting is not real. Squirting is not fucking real. They drink a lot of water, nigga, and they let it go. Squirting is not real.
Damn, now squirting fake.
I mean, shit. Sometimes you feel like you can't feel it. I mean, you can't help it, but like, nigga, that's piss, nigga. The fuck?
On my own.
Keeping it real.
One, yeah, on they just drink a lot of water. They manipulate a lot.
Calmly keep it real. All
right. I'm going to calmly keep it real.
I'm trying to work on myself. Why the fuck can't you?
So you can play with yourself with the
but I'm saying, look, like 50.
Hold on, what y'all over here talking about?
They have side combos and shit.
Wait, she says she squirted one time, but she made herself squirt. No, she was asking me, like, have I squirted before? And I've been... I wish I was born a squirter because I just think that's the sexiest thing ever, right? She asked me, she's like, have you ever squirted? Literally, the only time I have was by myself, playing by myself. And that was the only time.
What are you thinking about?
Shit, when I watch porn, I only watch girls eating pussy. Like, so when I, like, I literally just think of girls, but I'm not gay.
I understand that. I get that.
But no guy has ever made me squirt.
That's what I was about to say. So that might be one of your wildest dreams. So that might make you climax.
What's your
that
deepest
might be
fantasy?
Your thing.
What?
You can't just run away from girls. Mm-hmm. You said you're not gay. But you squirted to a girl. So
No. Like, I love girls. But at the end of the day, I always, like, I need a guy. Like, I need dick, right? But, like, when
that's a real
when
one.
I
need that.
When,
fucking clap it up.
No. Yeah.
No. Like, hey, no. Yeah. I'm cool with women, but
I need that broken up.
I love that shit. Keep that shit real.
But
I
thought you said that you don't fuck with women, period.
But you, no, I do. But me personally,
when it get tough.
It's crazy. Like when I masturbate, like or when I'm like by myself, like when I watch, because I watch porn. For some reason, I cannot watch dick. I can't do none of that. I literally look up, literally going through pages, get to the bed.
Bitches bumping pocketbooks.
No, what gets me going is girls eating pussy. And that shit, I will literally...
But in real life, it's different versus of what gets us off on porn. Like,
I was about
girl
to say, so if you walk in
different.
The room and the bitch eating some pussy, you just your shit gonna start thriving. You just...
If I walk into, like right now, I don't know why, because I feel like girls understand each other so much more than guys do.
Your nasty.
Yeah, like I just
keep
feel
that
like,
shit real.
But at the end of the day, like when it really, like reality, I need dick. Like
in reality,
but at the end of the day, like when I'm trying to just like,
you know?
You need to be poked. To get off when we want to get off.
It's really like, I just love girls. I really do. Like
girls are beautiful.
That nigga over there getting uncomfortable and shit.
Basically,
you over there hiding by the
I don't know, you guys. Does that make me bi? Because I ask myself every day. Like, I don't know.
Does it make you blush?
Nah, hell no. Nah,
why would that make him blush? I don't think it's like bi.
His black ass ain't blush.
No, she good. She good. That nigga gonna turn
purple. But see this, look, I have a question for y'all. Does that, and I ask myself this every day.
Have you ever been in a relationship with a girl?
No, I haven't, so and I know I can't. I
feel
can't.
Like for girls, I feel like for girls,
I can't. I feel like for
girls, if you've never been in a day to day relationship with another girl, it don't make you bi. Like,
see that, and that's a lot of girls like that I'm not bi. Get drunk I really kiss, don't. But
lick on each other, but at the end of the day, that should be over with.
So I feel like they're just straight. They just like women.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. No, you're saying so. Yeah, you're not really looking for that. But let's just say you and your nigga, y'all out on one night, y'all chilling, y'all drinking, y'all both meet a bitch.
Yeah, I love to have fun with girls with my nigga.
If he want to do it, he want to line up. Yeah. Hey, you saying you cool with that?
Yeah, for sure.
She's bisexual though, right? Because
but that's what I'm trying to ask.
Listen, fantasy is very different from reality. Yeah, I'll tell you.
No.
She's bisexual.
Fuck my nigga. Yeah. I have a certain. No. I'm not like that. But I'm just saying, like, I have a certain type when it comes to girls, right?
Right. What's your type, babe? Both like this same bitch.
Yeah.
Y'all both want to take her home and y'all want to smash her.
Yeah. I would love to have fun with her, but I don't know if that necessarily means I'm bi. Like,
it does. Listen, if I told y'all right,
talk your shit,
I have a type in a nigga, and I beat my dick to niggas sucking your dicks. Talk this shit. I'll be a homosexual, right?
No,
I'll be gay as fuck.
Like, that's a double standard, but it's a fact.
He told this fucking truth.
No, but
facts. Babe, it's just a fantasy.
Talk your shit.
Yeah. I feel like it's a fantasy, though,
because look, at the end of the day, like, I know I need that masculine energy.
You got real passionate about that dick.
I don't want to be in a relationship with a female.
Understandable.
But, I will have fun with a girl, or when I watch porn.
Come on.
You know, so I don't know if I'm bi. Does that make me bi?
I told you what make you bi. You like bitches. It's a difference. Like, if a man do it, he's for sure. He's not even bi.
Yeah, but that's a double standard. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's no vibe for me.
I'm just like, I know that. I know,
but
for sure
if a girl
that's just
does
gay.
It, it's just different. Crazy.
But I don't know if I'm bi or I just.
You are bi, nigga.
I feel like you got to be in a relationship with a bitch to be bi.
That is so ratchet.
She lit though, nah.
Nigga.
I love her though, Sharp. She lit, man.
Nah,
she lit, man.
Nigga. Like,
she said that it was a fantasy.
It's real life. Like, I don't
you black or not?
Yes, I'm black and white. I can say that shit all day.
That's why, yeah, I asked her earlier. I'd have been checked.
I heard her white, so I thought she was a white. But okay.
No, I'd have been checked.
Because I have sex with bitches. And I feel like I'm still straight.
Yeah, I just feel like at the end of the day, if I, like, deep down, my heart knows I need to be with a guy. Yeah, like, girls, I love girls. They, like, I have a specific type,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, you're bisexual.
But I don't think
because
that really
you want a nigga that really...
She's bisexual.
Shut
next.
The fuck up. You know what it really is? You really want somebody that's in control. You don't want a bitch that's sitting there thinking about the same decision that you would make.
No.
You want somebody that's
in
control.
I don't want a bitch to be like, so what do you want to do?
I feel like just because I like to have fun with girls, I don't think that makes me bi.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that makes you bi.
Save me a little bit.
No, you was bottle hogging all day. Now I'm bottle hogging.
It was my fucking bottle to hog.
I don't care.
Okay.
That's the part of the game.
Yeah, notice how you put it down.
Yeah, you see you put it way over there.
Don't touch my shit again now since you want to say that shit.
I'm just kidding.
I'll let you know when you're lying again.
All right,
whatever.
Chill out. We fuck with you.
Yeah,
you
reaching all
she
over.
Need a leash.
Fucking third degree burns and shit on your legs, baby.
I do have one. Yes, it's a third degree burn.
Because you moving too fast. You got to cool
slow down, son, and calm down.
Can we get to how she got these?
All right, y'all want to know?
I love the combo that was coming from over on this side.
You feel me? They speaking over there for sure.
Yeah, they're speaking.
I just don't have no etiquette. I need y'all opinions.
She don't have no etiquette.
Her face thought
of. Because you don't. You got to get your game together.
I can't talk
because
everyone's talking to me.
Hey, do me a favor, right?
All right, I'm going to listen.
Do me a favor. Please?
No, for real. Sorry.
I got this, okay?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Please, can you do me a favor?
Yes,
I'm asking you nicely, baby.
Okay.
Can we just chill?
Yes, of course.
don't make me get ghetto with you.
I'm not even drunk.
I'm trying to keep it professional with you. But like, don't make me get ghetto. I know how to treat your motherfucking ass, and I know how to get you right on check.
I know.
And get you right in line.
Please don't.
But I'm trying to turn a new leaf. Can you help me do this?
I'll help you, gang.
Can you help me, please?
I'll help you for real,
thank
for
you
real.
So much, baby. I promise you, we're going to love you for life.
Not even
use a doll.
Yet, but okay.
Use a doll for that one.
So, look, based off, this is what I need an answer from y'all for.
You got your
okay?
time coming.
What?
You got your time coming.
What does that mean?
That means you're going to get your time.
You're
going
to get your time. Just let her speak.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not even worried about that.
Your time is coming.
She thought she was threatening her life. She has some real tea.
I'm ready to have these new foundations.
Why did I throw
it? It's been a struggle. But I'm working on it.
Okay, so look. I don't know if y'all paid attention, but based off what I say, right? Because I question myself. Based off what I say about, like, me... Like I have a certain type and everything, but like I said, at the end of the day, I need dick. I need that masculine energy. Does that make me bi, you guys? Does that make me bi?
Yes.
Because I don't...
That you like to maybe bump
like,
pocketbooks from time
yes,
to time?
Not,
I just think you
nigga,
like
though.
Girls.
Just, I can't do it by myself. So I see the fact that
I understand where you're coming from, but let's see if your nigga said, hey...
I
come on,
like
me and this
straight,
nigga, we gonna smash
you. Bitch,
are you cool with that?
What?
Are you cool with
that's
if your
I
nigga
think.
Said, "Hey, I'm about to invite boring. My homeboy in, and we gonna bust you down."
Wait.
Say
wait,
what?
Would
wait.
You be cool with that?
What? Wait.
Right? Right? Say you
gotta
twist it around.
Right? Because
you gotta look at both sides.
Gotta flip both sides.
Okay, you just said
you're cool with if a chick comes in. What if your nigga's really not, but he's doing it for you? You know what I'm saying? Would you be cool if your his homie be like, "Hey, I've been wanting to smash your bitch for a long time, bro. Hey, you want to smash her together? Cool.
How you feel?
Are you cool? How do you feel?"
Wait, cool with what though? Say that
like
again.
Like two men. To smash
your man and another man.
Fuck no. Are you kidding me?
So I think that runs
no.
back to the
double
that's
standard.
The train.
Double
that
standard.
Just went back
no.
to what Flocko
that is a little strange.
So what does
that's
mean?
A little
what,
freaky.
I don't
because
get it.
What he was saying earlier was like that you're bisexual, I guess. That is what you are,
because
but you have a limitation.
You
got that's a good way to describe
listen,
it. That's a good way to describe
dominant.
It. Like you buy, but you got limited.
With my guy
she's the
bringing
type
another
that
guy
has a
in.
Fantasy.
To,
she don't really fuck
like,
with bitches
like
that,
open,
but she
like I mean,
she's a receiver. She's not a giver. Like you don't want to give no head, but you want to receive that shit, right?
Wait, what?
You're the type that wants to
kind
of bitch
what
a head.
I
you don't
want to
give no head. Right?
She's saying, like, you're kind of like, yeah, you want to receive.
Too?
You don't want to be the
receiver.
Giver. That's what you feel like kind of separates you from being bisexual because you're not over here licking pussy.
You're
not over here doing things like that, correct?
I mean.
You just kind of getting your box ate while your
trend.
Niggas hit
do
her
you
from
eat
the back.
Pussy?
I don't think she said she won't.
I have.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, you have.
Yeah, so
we all have, but that motherfucker is sorry.
Nah, I think you said it right. She bi, but she got limitations.
She got limitations.
Like,
you got limitations.
So, but you're bi, you guys, that makes
yeah.
me bi. Because
if you're a fuck
I
with
mean,
girls, yeah, but you're not going to be in a relationship
no,
with a girl.
Fuck no.
So
I
it's levels.
Either,
you bi, but you got limits.
Like,
hey,
bi
but, you bi, but you won't do too much.
What Flocko and Almighty was trying to say was, for a man, it's different.
That's a fact.
Like, it's right.
different.
Can't
it's different. It's the same shit.
For a man,
a man can't really get that off. Like, you're
nah, we can't even play like that.
Yeah. This.
They could play like that all day. We
yeah.
can't even play like that.
You're comfortable.
As soon as you go that way, you're gay, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right.
Straight up. Ain't no bi, nigga.
Yeah,
you're gay.
You feel
me?
Bisexual limitations, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't be
is
with
that
this
a
shit.
Thing?
I know, I'm just kidding.
I think we made it. You
I think it's just, it's different. Like, it just look like nobody ever really knocks the woman for that. And I'm not here to knock women, but it's like she
why
can comfortably.
Why would you?
She,
shut just eating pussy. Why
you
would you
sound
be mad about
fucking
that?
Insane, you nincompoop. Chill. I'm going to teach you something today. Okay, I promise you, I got your back and your best interest. You can tell you must have been bumping pocketbooks because there's no motherfucking way in hell that you've been around like an alpha male or a nigga that tells you, bitch, stop trying to put your hand on the steering wheel. You drunk.
Never in their life.
Chill, let me drive.
I'm not drunk. It takes a lot to get me drunk.
So
that's when
you
know a bitch is
when you wake up.
When a bitch can sit there and say it takes a lot to get in there.
Told you don't touch the bottle. You just grab it again. You really could test
it.
That's how you know you drunk.
I'll do more than that, nigga. I am the bottle.
She tackled the bottle, nigga.
I am the bottle.
That's a horrible thing to be.
Yeah. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's okay. I'm going to let you slide a little bit today. You know, I got to...
You know, I'm going to slip and slide it. You know, I'm gonna, well,
yeah,
if
I'm going to give a little, I know I got to receive a little. But I'm just saying,
hey,
baby, you can't be on none of this
I'm
bullshit.
I'm joking,
man.
Nigga. Shut
hey.
Up.
Hey. And what I'm not cool with is that y'all don't want to, yeah, y'all over here have a side call.
No,
it's crazy.
Can I say it out loud?
Yeah, say it out loud.
Can I say it out loud? I used to question myself, like, the same exact feeling she's saying, I would question myself.
Sometimes, like,
you know, you don't sound confused at all.
What is y'all questioning yourself about?
You got your mind made up.
Like, the predominantly straight and, I guess, limited bisexually, like, I would, like, I didn't know how to, like, go about it, but
my
you
thing is,
it.
What's the big confusion?
I think I'm pretty
hold on. What is your idea of it, and what do you do? Do you consider yourself bisexual, or do you consider yourself?
I have fantasies, I'm not going to lie, but what you said, yes, we all feel that way. Like, we all have different fantasies, but it doesn't mean in reality we want that. Like, sometimes in our head, like, we want a certain thing.
So you're
saying that's
in
real life, we don't really want that.
Okay, are you saying that it's a sickness?
I'm not saying a sickness. Obviously, porn is a motherfucking brain damage. It's a, like, it's a demon. Like,
so somewhat of a form of a sickness.
And listen to this. I'm going to tell you some real shit. To be honest, I used to watch porn, and I'll tell you one thing that's crazy as fuck. Bro. I fucking didn't watch that shit in over 3 months. Tell me why. That shit keeps sneaking up on my motherfucking, like, on my browser. I deleted that shit. You know, in the fucking recently I deleted that. And it keeps posting up there. I'm like, what?
Somebody.
I didn't put that there.
Somebody hopping on there.
No, ain't
that,
nobody on
that's
my
from
shit.
That porn addiction
when
you get
no,
drunk.
Like, when it comes at you, it's going to keep on.
That other
like,
you when you get drunk,
you
when you
going,
black out, she
it's
on
gonna,
there.
Shut up.
When you black out,
I
she's
dang, dang, I don't black out. Dang, I don't black out. I handle myself very well.
And I believe that. Yeah. But it's the shit with the shut up. Stop that.
You bugging.
Yeah,
I can't. The ad libs. I can't.
Well, you need to cut the mad libs because they ain't going smooth on the verse.
Yeah.
They ain't smoothly rocking with the verse, baby.
Whatever, nigga.
So just chill. Wait, and you know what?
That's what happened when you let her devour the bottle.
Yeah. Ain't no.
Take that shit. Man. No that's more devour.
You got the rest of that, baby. That's mine.
See,
it's crazy.
She's tripping. Motherfucker told you to put the bottle down. You drank the whole
bottle. No, but
bottle.
I want y'all to understand. And I don't have an addiction to porn.
You
just
still halfway.
Like, that's cool, though. Like, it's cool to watch that shit
right
now
and
again.
I just watch it
occasionally, and I watch, like, girl porn, and that really,
that's the only thing I watch.
What about male porn turn y'all off?
I don't know what it is, which is
so
crazy.
Niggas are bitches.
Dick,
right?
Maybe the porn storylines be cheesy.
No,
probably.
See, that's why
what's
you just gotta double tap
toy,
that
though?
Phone
you,
a good three times
toy?
And skip that shit and just get
my
right to the
toy.
Bread.
What's your
cheese,
favorite toy?
You
since you, or do you play with yourself with your head or do you do toy? What do you do?
I do both, but I like dildos.
You like dildos, but you don't watch that, nothing with dick. So you're jamming.
No, so while while I watch porn. I know this sounds crazy, but I only watch girls, girl on girl, right?
Yeah.
But I do use a dildo while I'm watching.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, how does that make? That's what I was asking you. That's why I asked you, because if it was a rose, if you was like a little clit licker, like, you know what I mean?
I ordered a rose, right? And someone in my apartment building stole it. And ever since that day, I was like, fuck the rose.
Pirate.
Hey, I got to tell you what happened in my apartment. After this,
I'm gonna buy you a rose.
But I'm gonna tell you what happened in my apartment, gang.
You know what I've been hearing about the roses is after females use them, like they can't
get off
without
using them. I heard that
shit. It changed my life.
Listen about the rose. Hey, watch out, because I heard that shit dismembers your motherfucking nose.
Click.
Yeah, like it makes it harder.
It's
you know?
Not a hype. Like, is no, it really what it is? Like,
so,
is
it really sexy?
I thought I downplayed it, but it wasn't a downplay. For me, it wasn't a downplay.
I'm celibate for over a year.
Oh, it's overrated. But when I tried it, because I was using it for OnlyFans, and it was like, you know, beyond what I expected, because I downplayed it.
Yeah. Do you feel like once you started using toys that, like, you needed them?
You got to not use them. Like, you can use them occasionally, because if you continue using them, the real thing is not
going to be better than the real thing.
Yeah, so I don't do that. Like,
if it's an everyday thing,
to be honest,
I think it would affect, like, your regular sex life, for sure.
Men, we don't need
you can't watch porn every day. You can't get masturbate like that, because then it's going to take away from the real thing, and then now you have an addiction.
Flacco masturbates more than you have sex.
No.
Hey, you got to go. Flacco.
I don't masturbate right now.
Bro.
Yeah, on, crazy.
Listen,
he said nah.
I don't masturbate right now though.
Go, not right now.
Oh, you want to fast?
Cause you with your girl. She out here.
Nah, man.
You fasting?
A new spiritual leaf.
That's right.
Spiritual
that's
leaf.
Right. You turning a
leaf.
I respect it. You feel me?
That's right. Get healthy.
Come get away back from that. Still on the same bullshit, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we had to try to get her on the rails while you was gone a couple times.
I asked what her favorite toy was because she said that she only watched Girl on Girl, but she uses a dildo while she's watching Girl on Girl.
So obviously, who she does? How else is she going to get
on? Use a dildo when you watch Girl on Girl, right?
All right. We still love you anyway.
Yes, I do. Which is very contradicting, right? Yeah, but yeah, and that's the only type of porn I watch is Girl on Girl. I don't know why dick turns me off when I watch porn.
I think she
want
to hang out with y'all.
Yeah,
she
but
does it turn you off because it genuinely... Hold on.
I think she want to hang out with y'all.
Does it turn you off because it genuinely turns you off, or is that how you want to be fucked when you're watching that? And you can't have that, so it kind of upsets you a little bit. Kind of strays you away from it because you're like, I don't want to see that because I'm not having that.
I think because at the end of the day, I just feel like girls know each other's bodies so much more than a guy does. So when I watch porn...
You have no fucking idea, baby. You have
no
fucking idea.
No, I can't speak on everybody, but like...
Y'all keep fucking with these suckers, man. That's the problem. No. I can't even sit there and even believe that I hear that there's not been one nigga that you could say came in that you fucked with that you'd be like, yeah, I kind of wish I still had that nigga.
No, I could.
I kind of low key wish I still had. I could have fucked with him, but I might have fucked with
at least one.
Like, there's not one.
No, I can say that. I don't
look
know.
At her face. She's saying that she's finna say something different from what you're saying.
No, I can say that. I can definitely say that. But I don't know what it is. When I watch porn, I just like to watch girls. But
how long are we gonna stay on this subject? Nobody
damn,
cares.
Can you shut the fuck
sit
up?
Your ratchet the ass the fuck down,
up.
Stanley.
Shut up, Stanley. Damn. Fuck.
Because I don't want to talk about porn
like
and bisexual opinions.
You looking like you about to go on
Twitch. You looking like you
about to go on Twitch. Do you know what you
look the topics,
like?
Though.
You look like a bitch that's about to go on Twitch right now talking about you playing a video game, but you ain't got
nice
shit to show,
you
bitch.
Crazy
I swear to God. She be on the Just Chat app.
He was trying to be nice and shit.
Sit down.
Yeah.
So what
about this subject?
What you want to talk about? What you want to
talk about, baby?
All right, let's play a game.
Bro, fucking game. How about this subject, though?
Next. Shut the fuck up. Look.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm hiding the empty
bottle. Let's do this, though, Sharp.
Yeah.
Shit.
Let's do this. Go around, right, and answer this. Should body count matter in a woman?
Of course.
Depends on how she did it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Depend on how she did it.
What does that mean?
I mean, if a bitch got to do what she got to do to survive to get her bread, yeah, I can understand that. But just a bitch just running around just doing that, damn bitch, you ain't even wiped your coochie up and you went back home and you kissed your man.
You just out here fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry and you ain't putting a price on it.
Hey, I noticed, I'm going to be real.
You see the little bitch fucking over 1,000 niggas in 2 years?
Shut up. You know, I'm going to tell you this, bro. But I've learned the difference between hoes and squares, man. A square bitch, man, to get fucked and don't even wipe her pussy. Trust me. That's why I don't listen to square bitches. What they say, I would never. Bitch, you already did all that shit for free. That nigga turned you upside down. Bitch, you was licking asshole with a little bit of shit.
I said that.
I would never.
Pussy,
well, listen,
clean.
You've done it eight times for the F. I would never. No, you've done it eight times for the F.
A regular hood rat pussy and prostitute pussy is the prostitute pussy is gonna be cleaner.
How
would
you get left? How is it that
every
like,
time?
Every
time.
Them bitches use condoms most
every
time. A real
is
prostitute,
it, hey, homie. How is it that a bitch?
Okay.
How is it that a bitch can go home with a nigga don't even know his motherfucking name, bro? Fuck him sideways, up, down, round and round, all over the motherfucking room.
Cause he cute.
Let that nigga
no
drop $1,000 on the dresser, nigga. She's appalled. She's ready to leave.
She ready to give it back to you.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She ready to give
you
it back.
You ain't even know
like,
this nigga's name.
How dare you put that money out on the table?
He just nutted you five times, bitch.
To be honest, anyways.
So you don't want to talk about no topic. You just shut the fuck up.
All right, but what's your answer?
Can I say something?
Go ahead to the body count, yeah.
Okay. You know, there's people that don't have a lot of body count and their pussies think it's loose and like they got BV and all type of thing. And then there's girls.
Talk about it.
And then there's girls that really be like thorough and they do their Kegels, they work out, they look good, they drink water, and they care about themselves, they get tested, and they stay strapped up.
She can only fuck him if she likes him. That's the difference between her. Yeah. She'll go do cute. All the trick, and if he's cute, she'll take the. If he offered, that's just she'll a plus. She's fucking.
I'm
if
not
she
knocking
likes.
Her. I'm just saying in general.
I'm talking to her.
Wait, what? So don't directly to me.
I'm you over here trying to do fucking Instagram shit, trying to act like you sitting next to a nigga that's actually fucking
Ooh,
with you. You need
this
to
thing.
Stop that
okay,
shit. Let's keep it a band. I watched what she just did. Like she got a deal.
Five bitch.
The bar.
No. Why you trying to indulge in this man life? You don't even know the man you sitting next to. That's how I know you do a lot of shit. If you can sit there and do that, sit next to a nigga.
I was looking at myself. I ain't taking no pictures. Who care about this shit.
You know what's so cold? Because I really do genuinely feel like you need to really look at yourself.
I feel like I feel like y'all that is run a white through like, y'all pussy like, right now.
You really
everybody
need to look
go
at
get a white and run it through y'all pussy. I want to see what color it comes.
She's a therapist. Yeah.
Anybody come out with some color?
Ain't no roast beef on this side.
I'm the dead.
West side. Blue.
Blue.
Did that get on your pants?
Blue.
Oh my god.
That could be on camera, bitch. God.
Fucking blue.
So I ain't gang, bitch. I'm gang.
That's so disrespectful.
I'm not gang. I'm gang.
Disrespectful, bitch.
Big difference, though, bitch. I'm gonna keep it all the way at thou wow with you. You might want to chill just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Reevaluate your little attitude, new situation, bitch, and get right. You don't need nothing else to drink
fuck
right
no.
now.
You need water.
You need to chill. You got some more to drink after
this.
Water and
the
Jesus.
The fucked up part is I'm not
finna,
even there.
I'm
going to
give
water
you
some.
Give her something to drink.
I'm
holy
a
water.
No.
If y'all give
the
shout
rest
out
of
to God.
Shit.
Oh,
don't,
shout
bro.
Out
yeah,
to
that's
Jesus
Christ. I know you will.
Bro. Don't think so. I'll give you the rest of that shit.
Okay.
My uncle's
whoa, yeah, yeah. She done lost her mind.
Bitch, you just tripping. All right,
nigga. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, take it. You want it, take it.
So bad, man. Come somebody on, man.
Why you
I just told you, stop playing with me, bro.
I didn't even play
stop
with
playing
you.
With me, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. On the dead on me, stop playing with me.
Go get your makeup together and come back, okay?
Nigga, it's already together. I'm not going to go back, nigga. Who is that? Matter of fact?
What are you talking about?
What the? I didn't do shit.
Hey, hold it in. Oh shit! Wait. Goodbye, baby girl.
There should be an age limit with this show. Yeah, you know she's only 22, y'all. She's only 22.
I want to get
y'all right outside.
Hey, this
she can stole it from.
Let's let it.
I'm surprised he didn't come fast enough. I already knew it was coming.
Cool, yeah, so
it was either gonna come from me or him.
Yo, that just
right
went
here.
From 0 to 100 real quick.
But she brought that upon herself, and I hate that. Like,
I know. She's drunk, probably. You know.
I'll let everybody collect themselves for a second.
Yo, that was crazy.
Let's let everybody collect themselves. Hey, hey, let's collect.
Oh
we understand
God.
What just happened. Just Mikey, can you do me a favor? Hey, man, can you get us a towel or something, bro, so we can wipe up? Because she got it all over Almighty seat. Almighty
she got
was sitting
it on
there,
the
bro.
Knees,
like,
his
he can't even sit back at this point.
Look,
like,
his shorts, his jeans. She got
like, come on.
I'm surprised.
Like,
the,
bro, what the
fuck?
She
got
on everybody's
me like I'm just,
I'm shocked that Brick did it before Almighty.
Like, it used to smell like cologne. It smells like liquor. It went from cologne to liquor. I'm smelling like not cologne.
But I hate this shit, man.
Y'all, why we have a 22-year-old on this podcast?
I hate this shit.
Y'all, we too.
Because you know
what?
Look, you gotta know why. It was real good. We needed to have that to show the contrast from y'all. To somebody else, you need that on podcast.
Can't you tell the difference?
You need two sides. That's what
like,
that is at home for. You get what I'm saying?
Like,
that's why we needed that. So at home,
like
they can tell the difference.
You can just tell from the conversation. Like,
off the rip,
I'm sorry.
She's not intellectual.
That's why you need stuff like that on podcast.
I'm gonna say this.
To
I
show
hated
you at
that.
Home.
It's just
I hated
ghetto,
that she.
Like,
I hated that she had to get removed from here. We cannot have anybody listen to me, homie.
She
no
was about to throw the bottle at
no
one of my faces.
What's going on, homie? No matter what we're talking about, people cannot pick up weapons. You cannot pick up weapons,
no,
baby girl. You cannot do that. Mama, there's
no
nothing over here for you.
Her bag out there. Ain't no bag here.
But our bag's right there. There we go. We got nothing but love for you, baby, but you need to go sober up.
Dumbass bitch. Fuck you. Don't ever spill no drink on me, bitch. Get knocked out, dumbass nigga.
Where are we from? We just don't talk like that. Absolutely not. move forward. Yeah. New vibe, new
our
topic.
Our shit's outside.
No, she ain't gonna touch nothing. Yeah, security's got her now. Like, she's not gonna even stop nowhere. She got her bag. She'll be moved.
Yeah, she'll be
moved. And I hate that for people, man. I don't like to see chicks have to get removed on me.
I just feel like
there's been more chicks. There's been more chicks removed on this channel than there's been men. Like, we need to kind of change that mixture on me a little
but
bit.
But did you guys get the content, the ratings, the views? Like, you guys
it wasn't
good?
Even about that. That
wasn't
I hate
about that,
that
shit.
I didn't know her.
I don't even know
it
her.
It would have went great without that.
That's a fact.
We don't need to bank on violence because guess what? I don't want this channel to be looked at as that's what we're on. Yeah. You have to come up here to put hands on people or get violent.
I feel like
to
everybody
make content.
Bring something to the table. Everybody's established. You know, we want to know everybody's journey, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought that it would have been smooth.
She was pouring drink on me.
She's been
right.
Pouring
she
drink.
She like on your drink short.
He told her, I'm about to allow you to have it. He's warning her, like, hey, look, nobody's here to put hands on women. Ain't nobody here to do none of that.
I'm
but you over here,
that.
Some chicks need to cool off sometimes.
Like, so he just
and she took a cool off moment. Yeah. That's all that was. She got cooled off.
It just.
She's a little hot.
She's a little hot.
She's a little
like,
hot.
I already said
okay,
she was
so
coming
I feel
in
like
hot.
Men so treat you how you treat yourself.
You want me to tell you the real? I feel like if I ever had her in my life, she's the type of bitch you got to throw her in the sprinklers. Yeah. Just let her sit there and feel stupid.
Cool
let
I mean,
her cool off.
Get,
let her sober up. She needs that in her life.
She has Stockholm syndrome. She loves that shit.
I'm trying like... I tried, you already know, I tried to be a gentleman.
Yeah, we
I
was
tried
over here doing our
time.
Best.
I ain't
we was over here doing our best. You feel me?
Man, that
she was
ain't
saying
me.
Little
you
slick
know what
shit.
It was? It was the alcohol. The alcohol got to
we're
gonna,
I don't
a
even
bit.
Drink
we're not
going to
speak on
we're
it when she's
change.
Not present. You
we're
going to so
change. We're
going to
change the whole mixture here, homie. Because,
yes.
I mean, the shit just happened. The man couldn't even sit back.
Like, traumatized right now.
This had to be talked about. The viewers are going to hear about it.
Yeah,
you know, he's still
crazy.
In shock.
I'm
like,
still in
could
shock.
He have a lawsuit
are y'all
at this
okay,
point? I don't
grab
even
my
know. Could he sue her at this
okay?
point? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still in shock. I'm still checking
are
myself.
Y'all good?
I might need to go to a therapist.
I feel like you know how, like, you know, women be like, men are different or whatever. Me, personally, my thing is, men treat you how you treat yourself. That's how I feel.
Why do you
like.
Think I asked her? I said, Mama, you need to really look at yourself. She's over here like, oh, I'm just trying to look at myself. I'm like, I don't think you really look at
yourself. I feel like when
nah,
women be like,
yeah.
oh,
that's
men aren't,
window.
When the women be like, oh, men aren't shit, I feel like it's really about how you project on yourself. Like, if you love yourself, you respect yourself, no forces can be against you. No one can ever attack you. You get what I mean? And even if a man does attack you, like, karma got you, like the universe got you because you respect yourself.
This is what I want to know. Do you think age has something to do
yes.
with no, no,
yes.
no, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me
yes.
get it out. Or how,
yes.
how she was brought up at the house. Because I know that it's 20, your environment or your age because I know females 22 years old that know how to handle themselves.
I mean,
like,
yeah, you right. Age is not always like a factor.
But
I feel like experiences.
Right no.
I feel like some people had to grow up a lot faster to conduct themselves in a graceful way. It's not about age.
I'll be real with you because I came from the streets. Like I know how I've acted on this channel once or twice or five times.
Back in the day.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's because I really came from this shit. So I look at difference. I look at shit differently. She's a young girl, so
you
they just kind of glorify the
you
wrong
tell
shit.
By
I'm
the
like, bitch, you probably never even really had a ghetto life. You probably had a good upbringing and probably had a good family, but some of these kids, they don't want to listen to shit. They don't feel like they got to listen to an adult. You're old as fuck. You hear these kids run around and say, fuck Tupac. Like, come on, dog. You can, these kids be off their rockers. Mm-hmm. They don't even know no better or even know their culture to why they even screaming what they're talking about.
No,
that's why I don't really respect that
but
shit. I want to start meeting some young kids.
They might come up in a toxic household, though. You never know. Like, that's like a drunk raising a drunk.
She 22
like
at this
she just
point,
needed
bro.
Love.
Yeah,
like,
that's
so
what
I'm
young.
Saying.
But
she's
a woman. This is a woman now.
Wounded. She was just like,
she,
wounded.
Listen,
she
I don't understand why we do like the kid shit. And it's like, this woman's 22 years old.
I know 22 year old.
Look, you know, when I stop looking at kids like they kids, once you can go to the same jail I go to.
Yeah, period.
I don't look at you like that.
It's like you could go through certain shit, but once you're an adult, look, you can go through certain shit, but once you're an adult, it's up to yourself to go do the research or go do whatever you got to do to correct the behavior that you got going on.
Yeah,
if you
got to
go a therapist, read a book, if you got a soul search, whatever
you
got to do, once you're an adult, it's on you.
Disrespecting adults.
Yeah,
I got punched straight in
my
shit. My
daughter would never do no
shit like
that.
Straight in my shit as a kid, thinking that it was cool that I could just disrespect adults and think they're going
to
look at me as a kid. No.
She's not going to even be. Like, she's...
You want
to... Well, you 14 is when it starts. That's when it starts.
Like, my daughter would never do no shit like that.
But you
that.
Know what?
She's
at
never
22,
gonna be somebody.
I never acted like that.
Yeah, that's what
I
I'm
never
like. That's
acted like that.
Even that's
being
an attention
drunk,
freak. She ain't never got the attention
was, like,
that she
intoxicated.
Wanted.
I'll tell you
but
this.
I never acted like that.
No Jumper. No Jumper is a big stage. You know the lights. It's different when you're sitting at home and you
that's
on your fact. Camera on your phone.
Yeah, that's
I can get different. That when you're on your Instagram, you know, and you got you don't really but you, these lights get bright in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't feel like everybody can handle that. That's why Tone had to remove her. Thank you, Tone. We
shout
appreciate
Tone,
you because she was definitely
shout
about
out
to get ready
podcast
to,
in the world too.
She
man.
Was about to get ready to really strike violence with that bottle.
With the opposite
no,
gender,
she was about to
and
throw, I don't know who
on
she was
all with. The opposite gender. That's not fair. That's not
she
even.
She kept harassing me. Shut up, nigga.
Yeah, she was
pushing
hitting
me
with a little side comment
like
the whole time.
Him. I
see
yeah,
that
he
man,
kept
like,
elbowing
I'm like, God damn. I'm like, you ain't gonna let
well,
let's,
let's,
even black to be
let's spin
all
let's
that.
Spin the narrative here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you expect? How do you expect a woman that calls herself a woman and being grown? How do what traits do you feel like she should have or how do you feel like she should act?
I think she should be in her calm era, observe, really analyze things, you know, instead of like the world can be doing all type of stuff, but her response is what's powerful. You know what I mean? How she responds to things is what powerful, and that's what moves things, you know? You see Beyonce, she moves silently. You see Kim Kardashian, no matter her how her divorce went, whatever went, she went gracefully. That speaks volumes.
Well, I'm going to be real with you. The two people that you named off have money to overlook certain
yeah.
things. And I'm not trying to like knock nobody or nothing,
some,
but
some
it's a little different
dependent.
When I'm not saying she's broke, but she ain't got no Beyonce money.
It's
she ain't
it's
got
a, it's
none of
their
that.
Action, how
money
they carry themselves, how their character.
Money helps you overlook certain things and say, hey, you know what? I'm on. Let me be calm in this certain situation.
Had I been like, when she was ready to square up, had I been on her level, I would have been just like her, no different. But I stayed calm the whole time, went forward, was mature about it. It says a lot.
But you're also married with like a male guidance, right? Like she probably don't have that, right?
That's okay. I didn't have a lot of male guidance.
I didn't have a father growing up.
He's not talking about in the past. He means right now. You
like,
know?
I don't
so
have
you
a
got
male
someone
guidance.
At home. You know
but
what I'm
you
saying?
Had a mom
married
strong enough to get
husband,
you through all that
I don't
shit,
have a husband.
Oh, that's what he said.
Oh, so he's married. That's what he said.
Back, like, I was married. I got divorced.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I always noticed that, and I'm a ride with Baby Ovi. I always noticed, like, people that think they know that about you, they try to ride with that. Like, they think they know you. Obviously, Baby didn't know you. She just knew who you were a long time ago.
She's talking. Yeah. She don't know anything.
She doesn't really know much.
And we can't hold her accountable. For being a kid and she's in a million adult situations.
Yeah, and I can't,
like,
I'm not
she knows
explain.
You from an adult strip club.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? She
I believe
know how to carry herself like
did
that.
Not even bank off her, but just people in general, like, at that age, I think that it's things like this that are needed, these type of situations, because it really does open your
stop
eyes
playing
to...
playing with motherfuckers all the
that's
time.
Probably regular with the people that she be with. You know what
yeah,
I'm
it's
saying?
It's regular all
like
the time.
Like, the shit where she go, wherever she be hanging out, I'm sure that's probably normal as fuck. That that little wild out is probably other people wilding out.
For a
so
lot of
her
chicks.
Head is probably real regular.
For a lot of chicks.
Was
for a lot of
females.
She thought the nigga was a trick or something.
When
I don't
I was
know what
22,
part of the game she thought Pippen was.
I was obviously a completely different female,
well,
right?
I'm sure you did some fucking up, too.
Okay, yeah, no.
You know?
I'm saying I was completely different. I'm obviously a lot more mature now, but I never acted
like this.
No matter what type of upbringing I had, I didn't have a father figure growing up. But, like, I don't think that has anything to do with, like, her
because
behavior.
Because despite your trauma,
no, it really
you still
can.
Gotta
it
operate
can.
In the world.
It really
I
can, baby.
I
that's
not,
what we're here for the debate
look,
for.
I'm
really
trying
can.
To tell you, I didn't have a father figure. But that doesn't mean, okay, just because I didn't
I've always said some are stronger than others. We can't knock the ones that are the weak.
Yeah,
you have to understand. I'm being honest
I
with
feel
you, baby.
Like
for real.
Blame that on her.
Right, no,
like, you
listen
know?
To
like,
me.
I
right,
just feel
right,
like
right.
Some girls just.
But we cannot. Some people can take it. Some people can't. Some people listen. Me
and
you.
Also
me and you can. Me
like,
and you can go listen.
She'll learn from
me
that.
And you can go through the same things, and we treat the same thing, the situation the same. But we can have a third person that comes in and gets the same type of treatment that we get, and they go shoot up a grocery store. Not everybody can take it. Me and you actually gonna go home, smoke a joint, sit down, maybe watch something to laugh at, and try to forget it.
Yeah.
Not everybody's that fortunate,
that's
right? In their right. minds, like some people can. I had to understand that not everybody can take certain situations. Even though we expect, we're like, hey, we take care of them the right way. Why can't you? Not everybody's like that. And I had to understand. That's why we have a lot of these shootings and things like that. Right. Me and you might take bullied a little differently than the next kid does or the next person does.
Right.
They might come back and be like, man, fuck this. That's how y'all really feel about me. I'm shooting all this shit up.
Because for some people, like, I feel like when you have something real crazy happen to you as a child or like during your upbringing, it's two roads from
that
point.
It's like a fight or flight.
It's two roads. Uh-huh. Either you go completely bad and you just completely go off the rail, fuck your mental up, or you go completely straightforward and be like, I'm going to go completely away from that. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She could have went on the damn, whatever happened to me just fucked me up and I still ain't got past it mentally. You feel me?
Right.
Like people take two roads. Some people be like, all right, this is what I'm finna do to clean my shit up. Mm-hmm. And some people just immediately go
downhill. And I
don't
feel like you can find it. Like a lot of people think that they could find it in seeking help or going to a facility and
or
shit.
Therapy.
Man, so, sometimes that shit just takes some good love and a hard kick in the ass.
Back to no
that
jumper,
shit wake
man.
A motherfucker
back,
up.
Back to what we was doing though, man. We ain't gonna give.
Well,
we're not talking about her.
This is a good conversation.
This a good conversation because that's
or sometimes reality check and solitude is really dealing with yourself. Some people can't be alone. They have to continue partying and being around people, but they don't want to be in solitude and deal with their bullshit.
That's a fact.
This is what opens up the conversation because the females, like they have something to say different to it. That's why I was like, well, shit, you know, I see a lot of chicks out here, man. Like, they really, not everybody can handle what maybe they can handle what they can endure.
No.
That's why
I'm here with you. She got her time to shine.
Not even her. I'm not even thinking about her.
I know, but everything ends up relating back to the young lady.
That's just, you feel
and
me?
That's life, though. That's what we're living in right now.
It was
we have
a consequence
to address
of her behavior, how it just ended
that's
up,
that
you know,
part of it's over.
You feel me?
I just like to hear your guys' perspective and how you feel a woman should act versus how she should.
I empathize with her because
just women in
just in general.
General.
In situations I've seen people in my industry or underground or industry in general, like they can't handle their wounded self and they keep going in circles and voids. But really, you just need to like check yourself, be in solitude. You know, be real with yourself.
How old are you, baby? If you don't want me to ask.
I'm turning 32 this year.
Okay, so you've experienced a few things.
You made your mistake.
Yeah.
Can you share some of your mistakes with us that you feel like helped change who you are today? Some things you may have had to go through.
I went 0 to 100. Like, I was the person, you know, hitting the guy with the remote control and busting his head open. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, I was very...
You find this funny?
Toxic.
I feel like you're kind of laughing at your friends.
When I was younger, when I was ready to put my hands on a man, I was ready to get knocked out. That's what I, you know, that was what's going to happen. But I called it upon myself. But I know what Stockholm Syndrome is. I'm not saying like that. I was real with myself. You know, if I'm asking for domestic violence is going to come to me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So do you feel like you were the aggressor in the situation?
I was the provoker.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when provoked, like it just.
So you'd hit him and let the cops come and say he hit you.
No, the cops came and then we said we were playing around and we kept it pushing. Like I didn't call the cops on him. The cops got called somehow, you know?
They don't just imaginarily get called.
Well, I didn't call it.
When they get real loud, neighbors do call.
But you should at least be like, hey, I think one of the neighbors called. You're like, I don't know how the cops got called.
We were just
kind of
like, oh, we're just arguing. We're playing. People just took it the wrong way.
Your phone doesn't just run off and say, hey, I'm about to call 911.
The neighbors
around or like in the public area, somebody called, you know?
Yeah.
Houses must have been hella close together.
Were you in an apartment building or something?
I have to say, it must have not been on no land or any type of property because for the police to call you.
We lived close by. We lived down the block, but
probably that same duplex that you bought.
Problems were in public places type of thing.
Probably the same duplex that you bought.
All right.
This was like when I was younger.
Yeah, but either way, you're
32, mama.
Yeah, that's different.
You was 22 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Not too long, back in Apple.
Did he go to jail?
Nigga, that shit for like forever.
Did somebody go to jail? Did you go to jail or did he go to jail?
I mean, I've been to jail a few times.
No,
for
did you go
reasons,
to jail over
violence.
You hit him first, right? You said
yes.
You hit him first. Did you go to jail?
No.
Did you tell the police? Like,
no.
Did he go to jail?
No.
Nobody went to jail.
Did he tell the police?
We were player about it. Like, we just got it in. And then when the cops came, we just played it cool. And then we.
That's not cool.
I mean, nah, that was,
I like that.
That's not cool. That was like the uncool version of me. That's the wounded version.
Move on.
That's a wounded version.
Because guess what? Whatever happens,
that just lets you know what type of person she was.
What she's saying is,
no, I know.
Trying to understand. No, no, I'm saying, I'm just trying to understand from both our sides. She's just saying like whatever happened in our house happened.
Yeah, it happened in our house. That's some gangster shit. But I'm just like, look, I'm sitting there.
That's not common.
I don't want that. Thank you.
That's not common.
And that's what.
Oh, that's
not common. That's why he's saying like, no, that's not normal.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you not cool.
You ain't even got to hit a bitch and she'll call the police on you. That's anybody. Like, yeah, that
throwing
happens,
the brick
and
then hiding the hand that you threw and then crying wolf. That's common. Yeah.
But if it did end up being a rap and they were about to take your man to jail for...
No, we never were on
no
bullshit
listen,
like that.
Listen to me. If they were about to take him to jail and it was either you or him had to go to jail, you knowing that you started the fight, would you have went to jail and let your man stay at home and then put the blame on you, or would you let the police assume that
I'm
the
gonna
man
take
was...
the rap and thread eyebrows from pillowcase threads.
Be
good.
Niggas are idiots. Yeah. I'll tell you why niggas be idiots. You know,
I know how
I did
to do bomb
I did 52 weeks at the LRS building, right? For fucking anger management, right?
Yeah.
Did 52 weeks. I'm in there with niggas from domestic violence. It all lands with a chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of it, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm hearing everybody's story and it's so sad. I'm like, yeah, that's how you really. And then I asked the dude, I said, hey, man, you still with the chick?
I'm
still with her.
Yeah, of course. 80%.
Still with her. So this bitch sitting at the house, bro.
It is.
This
why
is the same
you at
bitch.
Class?
If I really feel like I didn't do no wrong, or I'm getting away from this bitch. I'm damn sure not about to do no fucking 52.
That's weird calling the cops knowing that, like, I don't
know. It's a sense of control. It's like
this,
listen, a woman
naturally. No, but it's abusive. It's men that just go off and go crazy. Like, I don't throw shade on the woman that's in the house and ain't doing nothing to provoke the shit. And the man, anytime he thinks something is going on, he just gets to beating on the woman.
Yeah.
They don't have, they're regular civilians and they don't have no other line of defense. And if they got a job, they paying taxes, the government's paying the police, and that's who they got to call for their security.
Look,
bro. You know what I mean? Like, not at the
And end, that's real
But if you just up here throwing remotes at niggas' heads and then when the police get there, you're like, I don't know what happened.
That's
oh, no, we just that's played no, it cool.
Woman,
like,
no, we're not
we
saying
see,
doing
I know, no. Nah. See, y'all out. Play the game. And see, what the issue is, I look at it like this, right? A woman, her natural physique was never built to physically beat a man. So
you got to take that.
It's been years upon years, baby. We're talking about ancient time.
Yeah.
A woman learned how to play a different game with a man.
Yeah.
It's okay. I might not be able to beat you physically, but I'm about to hurt your
heart.
I
can destroy your
life. Whether that's putting you in jail and she knowing that, hey, you ain't got nobody to call but her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I know where you at now.
Different
I know
game.
Where you sleeping. I know where you eating. Yeah. I know where you doing all that. But this is the type of shit that actually goes on,
oh,
though,
yeah.
Sweetie.
Different
this is
tactic.
Very realistic.
Yeah, you,
this
yeah.
is
These
life.
These bitches can't see you right
I
now.
Didn't see
I'm
like
booking
that.
Up all your visits.
I would.
I'm
you didn't see it like that?
I didn't
well, guess
see
what? I saw it like this. I saw it just
like
this.
At the end of the day, we're both not going to jail, you know?
Yeah, some.
Everybody don't think like that.
Yeah,
though.
Not everybody thinks like
that,
baby. A lot
of women
like
use
that,
as the only
It's like,
way
okay,
to win.
We need to, like, this was cool, now we need to stop, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Flacco, give us some of your thoughts on this conversation, man. Chime in with us.
What? Hey, no, like, in terms of, like, bro, listen, man, like.
He's from Africa.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Bro, well, listen, when it comes to, again, I personally don't think that, you know, it's any excuse for a man to put his hands on a woman, even if she does provoke him, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, so in that situation, I would have been like perfectly fine with like him going to jail.
What if
if they bust your head with a remote, you feel like if they bust your head with a remote first?
Leave
with the cut?
Respectable young
call
man.
Call
the cops and leave.
What if she calls the police?
Yeah, of course.
What if she calls the police?
The bitch going to jail. Bitch going 30 years behind that. Crazy, bro. Come on now. A bitch 30 years behind
that.
I'm a fucking civilian. Nigga
standing on
it.
Here's all my tax licenses and my IDs. Here's all
my
shit.
That's why you my little brother.
She's going right
jail. That's crazy.
Even if she does hit you, bro, what like, the fuck? Right now, listen. Hey, right?
What? Hey, baby, better watch out for a nigga like that. Yeah. Nah, hey, hold on. Yeah.
It's true, though.
Y'all bitches,
hey,
you.
Hold on. Y'all bitches been wanting to go choose squares. There you go. That's how he gonna do
that. That shit.
There you go. You bitches be wanting to be able to
deal with all the wild shit that come with you.
Hey, no, you know what they gonna do? When you go call the police, they gonna go hit themselves with something in the house. And when they come,
no, that's Karen.
That's crazy.
Oh, listen, though.
There's a lot of
I'm documenting that shit, though.
It's a lot of
man. Because you got to realize, as a man, bro, with domestic violence cases, you can almost never win. All she got to say is that you hit her.
See, and then, like, you got to have two people that don't get each other in trouble, and then, I mean, you shouldn't even
that shit shouldn't even be, once the relationship,
how do you really pick or decide that?
Yeah. Because it turns into that.
I think it's a natural instinct.
I've seen that come out.
Because guess what? Everybody come out of the squares. Everybody always plays the perfect role in the very beginning, and then 3-4 months later, after you done got in,
that honeymoon
the truth
phase.
Comes out.
Yeah,
yep, that honeymoon the truth phase. Comes out. Now y'all in the kitchen squabbling up.
Like, this is a 22-year-old me. Now I'm very calm. Like, I'm not lifting a finger.
But I'm saying, though, you get into these relationships.
You already passed that chapter in your book.
And y'all cool. And the first thing, like, even like. Say I had a relationship back in the day, and I told her, like, look, up front, I deal with females. Like, this is what I do. Like, I'm going to have females around to run the errands that I need ran. You know what I mean? And it was all good in the beginning. You get what I'm saying? Now, when she see it, and when it's other females spending the night, she was cool with this and all of that. She turned very violent, aggressively violent, like, to the point to where, I was living in a gated community, and she actually climbed up the back of the
What made her do that?
No, I told her up front that I deal with females. That this was
okay,
she
but
couldn't
what made her
it.
Like want to do all that?
Because
she got to a boiling. Before, nigga.
You know what I mean? That nigga was two player. And she wanted to tell me whatever to stick around. You could have told me I can't deal with multiple bitches being around and I'm not going to deal with you. And you could have went
exactly
off.
What
you
know
doing. What I'm saying? But 6 months down the line, it's fucking you up. We have a threesome.
In the
I'm fucking
you
them
don't
without
have
you.
Involved.
I'm doing
you don't
this.
Have feelings involved. So once you have feelings involved, shit changes.
But why should it change when I told you up front?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's just how.
That's just about a bitch for you, ain't it?
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
That's
like,
just about a bitch for you, right there,
right.
Nigga. Flacco, I hope you're picking up notes.
What?
I hope you're listening.
Nah.
At the end of the day, no matter what you do, no matter how real you stay, nigga, the bitch still gonna be the bitch, and she can't explain to you why she's doing what she's doing. She's just doing it.
I feel like that's like some women. Like, they want somebody to be a real man, to be honest, but they like the idea of it,
they
but they can't handle it.
They can't handle that shit.
They can't handle
it.
No, they can't because feelings aren't involved, but once feelings get involved, things change.
Let's be honest.
Some real bitches can handle it.
Let's be honest.
With guys, too.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
Let's
and
talk
I can
about
bring
it.
Up a lot of different
Flacco.
Situations
up,
where guys get their feelings fucked
up. I know how you really feel
up.
About it. You know why you would be upset about a bitch cheating versus you cheating?
What's up?
It's because you could just go do it just to get your rocks off. You'd have no emotional attachment. Mm. For a woman, when she spreads her legs, that's a way to her heart.
Different.
That's a way to her feelings. That
when
is a temple on you.
When a woman steps out of her situation,
that is one of your main
mentally
chakras.
She's not physically pussy stepping out. She's
mentally
stepping out.
And so guess what? Don't be mad when your man cheats. And that's just what I have to say about that one, Church. You can't be mad. Not
is it cheating
just,
if he was honest?
I know it might sound fucked
it sounds
up,
like
but they
he was
move.
Honest,
I've never
so
seen
it. Sound
yeah,
like it was
it's not cheating if I lay it down in front.
A few distractions and you know about it.
Yeah.
I'm telling
get.
You my
from
problem.
But what happens
I'm
when you
telling
step
you up
out?
Front.
What do you mean?
What happens when you step out? You think it's
if
gonna
I'm
be
stepping out, that means
you
I'm already
you're
I'm making
she
my way exit.
Out
I'm
don't
exit.
Have side
I'm
niggas. Your side nigga can eventually be your nigga.
It's different. Niggas are cheating. Think about they bitch the entire time. Go right home to her.
He actually, you know what's so cold? You want me to tell you the truth? See, for a square man, when he goes and fucks the next bitch, he actually comes home and treats you better.
Facts.
You ever notice when you get shit? You ever notice when you get shit randomly?
Because he's reminded about the day before outside and how much he really likes his bitch.
I'll tell you why.
You ever notice?
I'm finna tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm finna tell you.
Hey, gotta be real with you. You ever notice you got roses out the blue? You ever notice you got like little certain shit or he ain't like, took you out in a while. Now all of a sudden he wants to take you out. It's because he sees that, okay, the grass might be greener on the other side. Yeah. And you know what? He feels kind of guilty. Hold on. I do got a good bitch at home. She ain't really on my bumper.
You
got
to step out and fuck these bitches. To realize how good realize you got it like, at home. Damn, yeah, hold on, man. I don't even really need to deal with this bitch.
You got
to
go straight up.
You ever notice when you got a gift all of a sudden by your man? Like, damn, this nigga ain't did shit good for me in 6 months. Now all of a sudden. He bought me a Gucci or bought me a Louis. Or...
What I've realized just from experience, like, bro, like, y'all are hunters at the end of the day, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all just want to get your nuts. What I've realized, bro, once you have a connection with a female, that's what you want at the end of the day. Yeah, y'all might want to fuck and whatever, but that's not who you want to go to at the end of the
but
day.
But if I'm like, having a connection, you know, and I'm telling I'm you, like, I know, right. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do.
I have
I'm
a connection
gonna,
with you, and I got
I'm
distractions.
Not, I ain't going to just be a hoe if we in a relationship, but yeah. I know that the females that I deal with, half of them got to be fucked in order to get, like, when I was in the field, like, at this age when I was having a problem, like, I still was running routes and all of that, and the females got to, you know what I'm saying, fuck three strikes, get the bitch to back. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put the bitch in position to go do something. You know what I'm saying? You let me go break the law, bitch.
It's hard to fuck with. It's hard to fuck with. It's hard to fuck with. I'm going to be real, yeah, and for a final thought, right? It's hard to fuck with a bitch that's been scorned by the next, because when she does come to you, she has a tendency of bleeding all over you. You dig what I'm saying? And bitch, I got my own blood already over me. I'm trying to wipe off. So I don't got no time for you to come pull up.
So you're talking about women with the baggage?
Like,
or?
Not even baggage. It don't have to be with the next man physically and him still lingering around. It's just the way a bitch comes in it's and just treats the situation. Like, you already expect me to do some shit that the last nigga did. And bitch, we ain't even got there yet. That's bleeding all over me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you sitting there and, like, already expecting me to be on this negativity.
Like, in the
or
dating
this vibe.
The
and
dating
little
vibe
do y'all know.
Or, like, talking stage or
little,
fucking
little
stage.
Do you know, when you sit there and you constantly at that about a man, like, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that. Guess what? And he didn't even have to necessarily do it. You can genuinely push that man that way of doing, like, well, fuck, she already feels like that's what I'm doing, so might fuck it. Well. Let me go ahead and do
you
it.
Always,
nigga, if I'm already
and
taking
what does a guy say when he gets caught? You always blame me for doing it, so I just fucking did it. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, because maybe y'all should take a different turn in events.
Yeah, I do that.
Well, at least take a different turn in events.
I feel like you kept that in the air. You manifested that
one. No, your ass is sitting back at home with too much fucking hang time on your hands.
I'm talking about women manifest
for women, but for women that manifest that are sitting back with too much fucking time on their hands.
Because the nigga might just be with the homies. The nigga might really just be out with the homies.
You want a fucking busy man that's getting money, but he might not always spend all the time with you. You want a nigga that's sitting at home broke
all day,
bro. Up under your motherfucking grill. Guess what? The things that you love about that man that's always around you eventually will start
you
to
like
fucking put
ambition,
a tiff towards you.
You like his ambition. That's why you're with him.
Come on. Yeah. You might like the way I sip liquor now. Let us be around each other for 30 days straight, 24 hours. You'd be like, man, I hate the way that nigga drinks liquor,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't that's stand that shit. Yeah.
That's because you're sitting in that nigga's face all day. You in his
all
pocket.
All day long.
Go
so do you
do
like
something.
Women with their own life, their own hobbies, their own like
prolactivity?
Yeah. Go outside, do something.
That keeps that bitch off my bumper.
Yeah. Go outside, do something.
Get up off my bumper, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing I'll shit. I ain't got time to worry about
so
the end of
does
going
it
on
turn
your phone.
You guys on that she's like doing her thing and she's
it
still
should turn her on that I'm not worried about what the fuck going on in your phone, bitch.
Yeah,
I ain't gotta worry about your phone.
Nigga.
I ain't gotta worry about what the fuck
I
you went up
nigga.
The street
you ain't
towards.
Gotta worry about
oh,
that.
Bitch, you didn't you're 5 minutes late. Like you're supposed man, bitch, shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck you 30 minutes late. And guess what? When
your
ass come in, I'm getting fresh and suave to go out.
Yeah.
Bitch. And the truth needs no motherfucking support. When your ass come in, and you might be 45 minutes late, an hour. Well, shit, bitch, I already done went and made plans. I'm getting dressed. I'm smelling good. Putting on some of that Carolina
that's exactly
Herrera.
How that works.
Soaking myself
I'm
down.
I'm on my way
you
to the...
You did
to,
soak
to,
about
to
go
I'm
to
on
man.
My way to the nearest
man, outside. Come on, man, because I am the room, bitch.
He was.
Man.
Perfect.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for coming. We got to do this again.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a like an episode of Adult Summit.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of cheesy, but let's just roll with it, shall we? Feel like it was like an episode of Adult Summit because, you know, you got men, you got women, and then we had whatever we had, and Right. I feel like it was.
Yeah, I mean,
I apologize to you fellas for having to even deal with that. Drinks all over
I expected
seats.
It. It's a regular
day. I didn't expect
like
it was that.
A regular day at work
but
here.
But that's what you don't need to expect.
She like fucked up your cologne. It started smelling like tequila half
that's
of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It's all love. We appreciate you, man, both of y'all coming in.
Thank
even
you.
Baby
we
that came earlier.
All you guys.
Yeah, and hopefully we can do something like this again and we'll build
yes.
the panel even bigger.
Double yeah. tap, let's do this again.
Let's
you feel
do
me?
It.
Hey, man, this yeah, was the no-jumper question. Panel. This was a no-jumper panel, man.
Yes, sir.
Me,
you did.
Hey, man,
it's Brick
Baby, baby Almighty.
You it's Big Flocko.
Sitting on the end, man.
Big
hey,
Flock.
My yeah, Bay man. Area girls, man, around this motherfucker.
Hers
you
and
dig?
Nadia Lee.
There you go, man.
It is what it is.
Y'all know what it is. Hey, Josh. Shoot us out the motherfucking gym. Today, in honor of the late Jerry Springer, I want to do a final thought on what people are going to see when they see this interview or this podcast. People have to understand that not everybody is going to see eye to eye. Sometimes your enemies really do be your friends. But alcohol can enhance certain things to make people act very crazy. People got to understand that find love within one another. Don't just always want to be judging. And I understand because I've came from that and just judging different people. Sometimes you have to accept and let what be, be. And I'll say in the honor of the late Jerry Springer, take care of yourselves and each other.